Hi, welcome to the first of three programs exploring the greatest of all jazz singers, Billie Holiday, her music, her life, her impact. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, and I've divided this series into the three decades of her career, the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We begin with one of Lady Day's earliest and most unusual recordings from a 1934 short film, one of her very rare appearances with Duke Ellington. A remarkable and long unissued Big City Blues from the 1934 short film Symphony in Black with Duke Ellington's orchestra. This is Billie Holiday in the 30s, the first of Billie Holiday's three decades as a pioneering woman of jazz. In the 30s, Billie mainly recorded popular and Tin Pan Alley tunes. What she did with pop tunes was what Louis Armstrong did, revise the melody, improving and streamlining the melodic line. Like Lewis, she brought her own sense of rhythm, imparting freer rhythmic emphasis to lyrics than singers who had preceded her. Now, to bring you a closer feeling of Billie as a person, I've included her words and the words of those who knew her from published interviews and from her autobiographical memoir, Lady Sings the Blues. Billie herself offered little analysis of her own singing and was always rather modest about her prodigious gift for song.
I don't think I'm singing. I feel like I'm playing a horn. I try to improvise like Lester Young or like Louis Armstrong or someone else I admire. What comes out is what I feel. I hate straight singing and I have to change a tune to my own way of doing it. That's all I know.
The first record I made, I was about 13. It was Benny Goodman's band. But he didn't really have a band then. He was working in studio work. And he got a group of studio men together and made this session.
And the funny thing, I got there and I was afraid to sing in the mic because I'd never saw a microphone before. And I said, why do I have to sing in that thing? Why can't I just sing like I do at the club? And Buck and Bubbles, Buck played the piano on that day. Can you imagine all those studio men and Buck, he can't even know he played the piano. So Buck said, you're not going to let these people think you're square, are you? Come on, sing it, and I sang.
Be a mighty you'd set the world on fire. Just wish you'd make it proper to call my old man Papa. You don't have to sing like Bledsoe. You can tell the world I said so. Can't you see you've got to be my mother's son-in-law?
One of Billie Holiday's earliest sessions with the Benny Goodman Band in 1933, Your Mother's Son-in-Law. Some nice trombone solos there by Jack Teagarden. As we listen to the outstanding recordings she made with the Teddy Wilson Orchestra in the mid-30s, listen to how she's singing just like she's blowing along with the other cats. First, more from her autobiographical memoir, Lady Sings the Blues, published in 1956, and from what I understand, rather badly misrepresented in the movie of the same name.
Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, and I was 3. Mom was working as a maid for a white family. When they found out she was going to have a baby, they just threw her out. Pop's family just about had a fit when they heard about it. Mom went to the hospital and she made a deal. She told them she'd scrub floors so she could pay her way. And she did. Mom was 13 when I was born. Pop was doing what all the boys did then, peddling papers, running errands, going to school. Well, he was still only 15 and in short pants. Pop, Clarence Holiday, wanted to blow the trumpet, but he never got the chance. The army grabbed him and shipped him overseas in the First World War. Poison gas ruined his lungs. Getting gas was the end of his hopes for the trumpet, but the beginning of a successful career on the guitar. He worked like hell when he got back, and eventually got a job with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. But when he went on the road with that band, he just disappeared. Later, he got a job with Fletcher Henderson's band. But he was always on tour, and then one day we heard that he'd gotten a divorce, and he married a West Indian woman named Fanny.
Sometimes I wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door to me, but you don't care a straw for me. That's life, I guess. My days and nights all starting hard with you. My sugar kisses taste like salt to you, but why should I find fault with you? That's life, I guess. The world was bright when you loved me. Sweet was the touch of your lips. The world went dark when you left me. And then there came a total eclipse. Nobody knows how cruel fate can be. How close together love and hate can be. Goodbye, just clean the slate for me. That's life, I guess.
I learned to crawl in the back way at the movies to save the dime it caused going in the front way. You know, I don't think I missed a single picture Billie Dove ever made. Oh, I was crazy for her. I tried to do my hair like her, and eventually I borrowed her name. My name, Eleonora, was too damn long for anyone to say. Besides, I never really liked it. My father had started calling me Bill because I was such a young tomboy. I didn't mind that, but I wanted to be pretty, too, and have a pretty name. So I decided Billy was it, and I made it stick.
No regrets, although our love affair has gone astray. No regrets, I know I'll always care, though you're away. Somehow happy romance ended suddenly.
No regrets, and that's life, I guess, typical of Billy singing like part of the band in the 30s, and evidence that any number of brilliant musicians like clarinetist Artie Shaw and trumpeter Bunny Berrigan rose to the occasion when Billy was in front of the mic. You may request program playlists, ask questions, send me messages, or explore the World Wide Web of Jazz online at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhotbigstep.com. Throughout her life, Holiday recorded with many of the top musicians of her day. For example, in these 1937 Teddy Wilson sessions, she's joined in close musical collaboration on Mean to Me by Lester Young on sax and Buck Clayton on trumpet. Mornin' Low features three great Ellington soloists, saxophonist Harry Carney and Johnny Hodges, who support and listen to her with great sensitivity, as does trumpeter Cootie Williams while adding thoughtful solos.
I used to run errands for a madam on the corner because she'd let me listen to all of Bessie Smith's records and Pop Armstrong's record of West End Blues. Mother and I were starving. She was a housemaid and couldn't find work. I tried scrubbing floors too, but I just couldn't do it. One day we were so hungry we could barely breathe. I walked in every joint trying to find work. Finally, I got so desperate, I stopped in the Log Cabin Club run by Jerry Preston. I asked him for a job, told him I was a dancer. He said to dance, and I tried it. He said I stunk. I told him I could sing, so he said, sing. Now, over in the corner was an old guy playing the piano. I sang. The customers stopped drinking. They turned around and they watched. And the pianist swung into Body and Soul. Jeez, you should have seen those people. All of them started crying. Preston came over and shook his head and he said, kid, you win. That's how I got my start.